USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continue to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Donald Trump says Kevin McKeelnin is out as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be announcing a new acting secretary within the next week. Trump said on Twitter that McKeelnin has done an outstanding job and border crossings are down, but the president said McKeelnin wants to spend more time with his family and go back to the private sector. Trump said he has many wonderful candidates to fill the position. A 15-year-old boy was seriously injured when he was stabbed near the U.S. Capitol after an altercation with a teenage girl aboard a metro train. The stabbing happened in the afternoon at the Capitol South Metro Station, which is just one block away from the Cannon House office building where a number of House members have their offices. There's no indication at this time the incident had connections to the Capitol or Congress. Metro Transit Police closed the station as detectives continued to investigate. Police were reviewing the surveillance camera footage from both the train and the station and working to determine what caused the altercation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With 13 months until Election Day, there's a new political poll out taking the temperature of both Democrat and Republican voters. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
If you believe in polls, which after the 2016 election, many Americans do not have faith in, the latest Fox News survey finds Joe Biden leading the pack of Democrats at 32%, Elizabeth Warren in second place with 22%, and Bernie Sanders trailing in third place at 17%. When voters asked if President Trump will be re-elected next year, 44% in the Fox News poll say yes, 46% say no, 10% say they are unsure. Now, President Trump tweeting about all this, saying, "From the day I announced I was running for president, I have never, in capital letters, had a good Fox News poll. Whoever their pollster is, they suck. But Fox News is also much different than it used to be in the good old days."
President Donald Trump has asked for a substantial cut in the National Security Council staff, according to Bloomberg. The step was described by some as part of an effort from the White House to make its foreign policy arm leaner. The request to do so was conveyed to officials by current White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien earlier in the week. The reductions at the agency, which currently employs 310 people, will be carried out through attrition. The report did not mention the exact number by which Trump is looking to cut the agency's staff. I'm John Hunt.